Ah, what a day this has been. Telephone calls, letters, complaints. I'll bet I'd have more peace in Tunisia. Whose idea was it anyway, making me the mayor of the town?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of the new Rinso are proud to present the mayor of the town, starring Lionel Barrymore. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking, and tonight I want to get down to brass tacks about dishwashing. Brass tack number one, dishwashing is always a pesky nuisance with skimpy suds soaps. Brass tack number two, dishwashing can be a stench. That is, of course, when you use the new Soapy Rich Rinso. Yes, ma'am, the new Rinso cuts grease and loosens sticky food particles like magic. And when you add its anti-sneeze, yet milder and easier than ever on your hands, why, you're really getting down to brass tacks when you insist on Rinso for dishwashing. And now, the mayor of the town, starring Lionel Barrymore.
All right, Sharon, all right, I'll sign those in the morning. Oh, oh, what a day. Never saw so many people in my life with so many complaints. His Kennedy's next-door neighbors have a trash pile in their adjoining alley. Will the mayor please do something about it?
Will the mayor please help find Johnny Jones' dog? And will he pick the best sweater for the Red Cross Prize? And judge the prettiest baby at the West Side Mother's Club?
That's the final straw. That you can be sure I'm not going to do. I've never judged a baby contest, Sharon, and I'm not starting now.
Bravo!
Oh, hello, Jay Morton. I'm so low today, I'm waist-high to a worm. How are you?
Well, I don't know. You see, sir, I have a problem, and I want to talk to you about it.
Jay Morton, you haven't been forging checks again.
Oh, no, no, Mayor. No, but this problem of mine...
Not tonight, Jay.
Huh?
Please, not tonight. I'm going to sit in front of my fire with my pipe. Yes, sir. I'm going to have a nice, quiet evening at home. You can come along if you leave your problems here till tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Just as you say, sir.
Where in tarnation do you suppose she is? Kitchen stone cold. Fine welcome for a hungry man. Marilla! Old witch.
Now, you don't need to carry on so. I'm not deaf. Oh, good evening, Mrs. Smith.
Good evening, Miss Marilla.
Oh, what's the matter with you two? Did you have a quarrel?
Well,
don't tell me. I'm spending a quiet evening. I'm not asking for trouble. And I don't want any brought to me. Where in blazes is my dinner?
I'll have to fix yourself up a sandwich or warm up what's in the icebox. I'm helping out next door.
What's going on next door?
New family's moving in. I gave them your dinner.
What?
I didn't have a chance to buy a thing for us all, so I just...
Marilee, you're old enough to know that charity begins at home. Did it ever occur to you that I might be hungry after a day's work?
Oh, there's plenty to eat in the icebox. Some cold stew from last night that you can warm up, and some milk and rice pudding.
Duh.
Oh, well, it's good, nourishing food. Just came over to get this cake. See you later.
I'll open the door, Miss Marilee.
I can manage without your assistance. You wolf.
Oh, dear. I wonder what she meant. Mayor, I'd like to tell you about...
Tomorrow, Jay Morton. Tomorrow. Marilla, you're fired.
She's out of earshot now.
I know that. Risky business firing Marilla to her face. She's liable to quit. Oh, come on, Jay Morton. Let's warm up the stew. Pale, flaccid stuff. Let it ring. I'm not going to answer it.
It might be important.
Undoubtedly it is. I am positively not going to answer it. Hello? The mayor isn't here. He's gone out west to fight the Indians. Goodbye.
Who was it?
They didn't say.
Good evening, Mayor. Hello, Jay Morton.
Good evening, Jerry.
Oh, hello, Jerry.
Gee, I'm glad you're home. There's something I've got to talk to you about.
Well, better wait till the morning, will you, son? I've had a tough day. I'd like to spend just one evening without problems. Let it wait, boy.
Yes, sir.
Here, get another plate down. Jay Morton and I are going to eat out here in the kitchen. Rudy's next door.
I really don't feel like eating, if you don't mind, sir.
Well, you're not sick, are you, son?
No, sir, I'm just not hungry. I think, well, I'll go upstairs if you don't mind.
Oh, all right, Jerry.
The boy seems right worried.
Oh, he's probably calling for some girl again. That seems to be Jerry's main trouble just now. Yeah, hand me those plates. This disgusting brew is steaming.
Smells good.
Well, it's peaceful around here anyway. Thank heaven for that. What's that? It
sounds like a girl singing.
Sounds more like a hoo-ha-hoo. Shut up! Shut up over there!
I can't hear you.
I've heard they use sounds like that to drive people crazy.
Hi, Bub.
Who might you be?
I might be Robin Hood, and I might be Mickey Mouse, and I might be a gremlin.
That you aren't.
But I could be.
What's your name, Sonny?
Timothy Donald Sage Robertson. I'm 5 years old, and I live at 307 Maple.
Oh, yes. You're one of the new neighbors.
Uh-huh. That's my sister singing. She
stinks,
doesn't she?
Yes, candidly, she does.
What's candidly?
It's like frankly.
What's frankly?
Oh, look here, son, I'm very tired.
What you eating?
Stew.
Oh, we got roast beef.
Roast beef? Jay Morton, that cannibalistic family next door is wolfing down my ration stand.
I brought it over to play for you.
Violin? Well, now, I play the piano, so I can accompany you.
Oh, gee.
Don't be so darn cooperative, Jay Morton.
I'll play it while you're eating, just to give you an idea. I only know one piece. It's called Over the Waves.
Yeah. Say, look here. Go home, will you? I'm tired. I just want to sit here and die.
After I play, I want to ask you something. I got a problem.
You too?
My daddy says you're the mayor and we should bring out our troubles to you from now on. My daddy says that's what you get paid for.
Now, see here.
Your place, son.
All right.
Oh, I must be greedy. Nothing could be that awful. Going crazy. Doesn't he ever stop? Great whistling blackbird. There's that female monster again. My hearing plan is that it is in the trouble house.
It certainly is.
Who are you?
Well, I'm Joe. I'm 12. I'm learning to play the drums so I can be in the drum and bugle corps at school.
Joe Robertson.
The son. I got a little problem in algebra I want to talk to you about.
Maybe some other time. I'm having a nice quiet evening at home tonight. That is, I would if the Robertsons had shut up for a while.
You can't talk to me that way. My dad's a taxpayer, and he helps pay your salary.
Okay. Well, that doesn't mean his family can come in my house and try and intimidate me.
Come on, Timmy. We'll go home. This guy's a dictator. He's no American. And in the future, when you go by his house, kiss at it.
All right.
Now, see here. That's not the attitude to take.
Come on, Timmy.
I wonder how many Robertsons there are. Impudent young scamps telling me I'm not an American. Oh, dear. Whoever said there was no rest for the wicked certainly knew what he was talking about. Oh, Mr. Spence. Come in. Back. I don't believe you've met Mr. Smith. Mr. Spence is the principal of our high school, J. Morton.
Oh, I see. How do you do, Mr. Smith? Very pleased, I'm sure.
I may as well tell you, Mr. Spence, that I don't intend to listen to any troubles tonight. I am taking the evening off.
Has that young brat come home?
Just who are you referring to?
Jerry Turner. Who else?
I don't quite like your choice of words, Mr. Spence.
Mayor, would you find young thief more to your taste?
What are you talking about?
Jerry stole $25 from my office today.
I don't believe it.
He and a couple of other students were working in there. They all left before Jerry. When I came back, the money was gone. I had Jerry brought in from his class. I found the money in his pocket.
Strange. You didn't say anything about this to me.
Not so strange. He's probably afraid of a good tanning. He tried to tell you something, Mayor, but you wouldn't let him, remember?
That's right, he did.
I want that boy made an example of. I want him brought up before the juvenile court.
Oh, I'm sure there must be some explanation.
He didn't have any to make to me. He was very sullen.
Well, I'll go up and talk to him.
So I'll come with you.
No, Mr. Spence, I'll do this in my own way if you don't mind. Jerry Morton, in the name of all that's holy, will you go next door and shut that girl up as you have to get her?
Yes, sir. I'd rather enjoy it, sir.
He says you stole some money.
I know he does.
Did you steal it?
He found it in my pocket.
Where'd you get it?
I took it.
Jerry.
I'm sorry to upset you, sir. I know you've had a hard day. I would have told you when I came in, but you didn't want to listen.
Jerry, I just can't believe you'd do such a thing. I'd have staked my life on your honesty.
I'm sorry, sir.
Did you need the money for something?
No, sir.
Well, then why'd you take it?
Oh, I don't know why. I just took it. He's got his money back. Isn't that enough?
Spence wants to bring this matter before the juvenile court. He wants to make an example of you. He'll expel you, Jerry.
Well, he'll have to expel me then.
Oh, I don't like to see that happen to you, son. Seems like you're doing so well. You had a good chance of becoming president of your class, I was told. Isn't there anything else you want to tell me, son?
No, sir.
All right, then. Please remain in your room until I send for you.
Well,
Mr. Spence, I'd like you to get a hold of every one of those students that was with Jerry in that office today and bring them here.
I can't do that.
Oh, yes, you can. And you will. I want to talk to those kids. Jerry didn't take that money, and I mean to find out who did.
How do you know he didn't?
Because I know Jerry. He's protecting someone. I don't know who or why, but it's someone.
Are you inferring that I accused the boy unjustly?
Oh, no, indeed. Well, just that you aren't very anxious to help him. Now, you trot those students around, Mr. Spence, or I'll go and do it myself. I'm going to prove that Jerry's innocent. Are you going to help me or not?
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Good. I'll see you later, Mr. Spence.
Stuffy old guy, isn't he?
Yes. One darn thing after another. See? What did I tell you? I'm so sick of people ringing my doorbell. Why can't they leave me? Oh, good evening.
Good evening, Mayor. I'm Marlena Dietrich. May I speak to you for a moment about a problem that concerns us all?
Oh, by all means, Miss Dietrich. What is it?
Well, I have something I would like to ask everyone to think of. To think of when you go to bed tonight. Think of this as you loosen the lock and lift the window and smell the night air and look out at the stars. Think of this. There are thousands of little shacks in the Philippines that are empty tonight. There are thousands of little cottages like yours in Yugoslavia, Greece, China, Russia, empty tonight. Where have all these people gone? Why, didn't you know? They're dead. You are still alive. Your blood is warm. A face you love is there on the pillow in the dusk of the room. And everything is so quiet and still. and beautiful. That's worth saving, isn't it? Others are dying in order to save it for you. Then, is your country asking too much when it asks you to become a part of the second war loan? $13 billion for attack? For the invasion of Europe? How much can you spare? How much can you invest? How many war bonds can you buy today? Ask yourself this question as you stand at your window and smell the fresh, clean air tonight and look out at the sky. Thank you, Maria. Good night.
What do you know about that?
Hello, Mayor. I'm back with my violin.
I'm quite easy, Mrs. Fernando.
As I'm concerned, spring is really just a state of mind, like this.
John, I need some money for a new Easter hat and coat.
And like this.
Now, I wonder if the sofa wouldn't look better there.
Yes, that's the sure sign of spring, when Mom gets that clean-up look in her eye. And right now, grocers everywhere are featuring clean-up cheer-up charms. Look for the pennants and posters of your own grocer. And notice that our new soapy rich Rinso plays a star part in this big spring house cleaning drive. You see, Rinso's lively suds make your work easier and your house brighter from cellar to attic. And don't forget, Rinso's famous for that Rinso white wash. A wash so white that it makes the birds sing.
Rinso white, we want to know about Rinso white. Is Rinso white as a dove?
Uh-huh. Is it whiter?
You mean just as white as a cloud above?
Yes, ma'am. Is it brighter?
Is it white as a lily? White as chalk? White as snow?
Then your breath counts, yes, there is no coach. You've never seen such a dazzling sight as the one that Rinso white.
Yes, it's the best Rinso ever made. So for wash day and for all around the house, clean up and cheer up with Rinso. And now back to Lionel Barrymore as the mayor of the town, who is spending a quiet evening at home.
Timmy, have you ever eaten a violin? Because if you don't stop that sawing, you're liable to do it any minute.
Better run along home, Sonny. I'm sure it's past your bedtime.
I don't want to.
How have I seen that this should be visited on me?
I don't like you.
Oh, is that so? But just why don't you like me?
I don't know. Maybe it's your ears.
What's wrong with my ears?
I don't know.
I think I'm going crazy. Now, see here, young man. I don't want to have to spank.
I think I'll go now. Good night.
Can't you just feel the quiet descend and thick, peaceful fold? One nice thing about that child, it feels so wonderful after he's gone. If this is another Robertson, I don't think I can stand it.
Me, Big Chief, Leap and Lena Robertson. How?
Say, you kids have a home. Why don't you stay in it?
I'm Terry. I'm 14, going on 15. And I can chin myself 6 times. And I can beat any boy in the neighborhood running and wrestling and playing baseball.
And bragging.
Who are you?
I'm Jay Morton Smith. I work for the mayor.
You're too fat.
Huh?
You should chin yourself and run and wrestle and play volleyball and hike and exercise.
That sounds awful.
Now, look here, Terry Robertson, I've been getting rid of your clan all evening. How many of you are there now?
Well, there's 9 kids if you count Jack in the army.
Oh, 9 old chubby potatoes. What am I... I'm going to need a rest home after this.
Sally's the oldest girl. She's 19. She's pretty. She's coming over to get you to settle her love life. Papa said she was to come to you with it. He says that's what's nice about living next door to the mayor. You're paid to settle things for people.
Well, Sally's love life will have to wait. I'm having enough trouble tonight.
I think boys are silly, don't you? I don't like them. Except Jerry. I'm going to marry him.
My nephew?
That's right. He's cute. All the girls think so. That's my problem for you to settle. I want to know how to get Jerry.
Well, from what I've seen, I can tell you right now, your approach is all wrong, Jerry. Men like gracious and lovely ladies.
Oh, give me time. You can't have everything at 14 going on 15. Besides, Jerry isn't so perfect.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Morton, where do you suppose that Spence character is? How long has he been gone?
About an hour.
Go up and see if Jerry wants anything to eat, would you please?
Is Jerry sick?
Well, he isn't feeling any too good.
Jerry, run along home. Your mother wants you.
Okay, Swan.
Going to apply the back of my hand or feel those pants next door before they're here in very many days longer? I never saw such a wild cry. Woo! Land alive! I'm worn to a frazzle.
Ain't no more ways to make noise than any animals I ever saw.
Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. 17-year-old one, Bill Robertson, has a jive band.
Oh.
Yeah, they're having a rehearsal a little later tonight.
I think I'll have to make a law against things like that.
Mayor, he's gone. Mayor, he's gone.
What are you talking about? Who's gone? Speak up.
Jerry. He'll get his room.
Jerry? Oh, no. Oh, Jerry!
See? Like I said, he's gone.
There's a note on the dresser, Mayor.
Come, give it to me. Come on, give it to me. Dear Mayor, I can see now what a terrible thing I've done to you. I am going away tonight. You will never see me again. Thanks for being so swell, Jerry. Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
That must be Mr. Spence and the children. Let him in, Marie.
All right.
Jay Morton, calls Flanagan and anyone else you can think of. Ask him to hunt all over town. Try the railroad depot first, although I don't think he had any money. And the bus station. Try every place.
You don't think he... Well, he sounded so discouraged in that...
I don't know what to do. Just try and find him, and as soon as I talk to the children, I'll hunt too. Now, boys and girls, I want to talk something over with you. There was some money stolen in Mr. Spence's office today.
Well, but it was returned, Mr. Mayor.
Well, you know about it.
Well, yeah, I know.
My nephew is suspected of taking it. I don't think Jerry would steal, but Mr. Spence does. Mr. Spence wants to take him before the juvenile court.
Well, sir, you see, we drew lots as to who should take the blame for stealing the money, and Jerry won. Or lost, you might say.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Quiet, Mr. Spence. Was the money actually stolen?
Oh, yes, sir. You see, we all knew about it and who took it. We went out to get lunch, and when we came back, we found the person. He hadn't had time to get away, you see.
Ah, then it was a boy.
I'm not saying whether it was or not, sir.
Well, how did Jerry get the money?
Well, Mr. Spence came back before we could return the money, so we took it with us. We held a meeting and drew lots of who should take the blame if we couldn't return it before Mr. Spence found out.
And Jerry was chosen. He was to try and get it back without being caught, and if he couldn't, then he was to take the blame.
Who are you trying to shield and why? Now, look, there must be some explanation.
Every one of you who's mixed up in this is going to be expelled. I can tell you that right now.
Mr. Spence, I do not like you, sir. I have never liked you, Mr. Spence, and I don't like you now. You aren't going to get anywhere by blustering. Now then, let's get on with this.
You see, Mayor, the money really belonged to us. It was senior class money, and we're the officers. The person who took it needed it very badly, and... Well, he was so worried about a situation at home that he took it before he saw us.
And Mr. Spence came back and missed it, and the person came to us and told him what he'd done.
Oh, that's right.
Sure, well, we knew what Mr. Spence would do, and we didn't want that to happen.
The boy is a potential criminal.
Oh, no, Mr. Spence, you're wrong. He just didn't know what to do.
The boys went out this afternoon and found him a job for after school, and that's going to help. Why, gee, if you took him before the juvenile court, it might make a criminal out of him. He's not a bad boy, Mr. Spence.
You aren't going to tell us who the boy is?
Well, no, we're sworn to secrecy.
We can't, sir.
Well, then, Mr. Spence, it looks to me as though you'd better go home to bed. You haven't got a case. Jerry's been vindicated and the money has been returned. As a matter of fact, I think it would be a little tough for you to prove that any money had been stolen.
I should think you'd be ashamed, aiding and abetting a future criminal.
Oh, go to blazes.
Where's Jerry, Mr. Mayor? Where's Jerry?
Jerry? Why,
Hey, that's right. Jerry doesn't know, does he?
I don't know what. What's going on?
Here he is,
Leah.
I'll be out in the kitchen.
Jerry!
Hi, kid.
Oh, you went to school today, Jerry. You missed out on election.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had some things to do. Well,
congratulations, fella.
Yeah? For what?
On account of you were elected president of the senior class, Jerry.
I was?
Oh, gee, when?
So you see, sir, it was a point of honor among us. I just couldn't tell.
I know, Jerry. I know. I was young myself once. Things haven't changed too much. Well, maybe the music has a little bit. I suppose that's Bill's giant band. I wish they'd get through over there.
Hey, that's hot stuff, man. That's right in the groove. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. What a frightening noise. By the way, if I'm not mistaken, there's more to all this than met the ear tonight. Just between you and me, Jerry, I happen to know that Springdale High has a baseball game coming up with Centerville High next week. A very important baseball game.
Why, so we have.
Yeah, I also happen to know that the hopes of Springdale High are all on its pitcher. Said pitcher being Clyde Miller, who lives on the other side of the tracks and has a very sick mother.
Well, good night, Mayor.
Good night, Jerry. You get more like me every day.
Can we come in now?
Sure. Where'd you find Jerry, J. Morton?
Walking towards the freight depot.
Oh, thanks a lot. That was a bad scare. Say, what's wrong between you two?
Why, this wolf tried to hold my hand all through the movie.
Oh, no. No. Wasn't it fun, really?
Oh, you make me tired, both of you.
Are you kidding? Say, isn't it all quiet around here? What happened to that band?
They quit it,
Dan. Well, turn on the radio. Let's have some noise. This place is too darn quiet. It makes me nervous. That's it, Susie. That's the spirit. Tell the world you're young and it's spring and it's a whale of a
I'd just like to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that our new soapy rich rinse is the only soap that's recommended by the makers of 33 leading washers. That imposing list includes such famous washers as the ABC, and it isn't hard to figure out why. For Rinso and an ABC work together to make play of wash day, yet give you a glorious Rinso white wash every time. And now the new washers are out for the duration. Remember, it's well to know that you can make the old washer and all your cottons and linens last longer by sticking religiously to Rinso every wash day. Mr. Barrymore appears through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and next week he presents a special guest, Chester Morris. This is Harlow Wilcox bidding you all a very pleasant good night.
Hey, that reminds me, I gotta get some Light Boy. There's nothing like a Light Boy shower right after work. Really pips you up. And say, that new Light Boy is great. That vanishing scent sure vanishes quick. You can bet nobody's gonna catch me with...
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Copyright Golden AB.